and welcome to the program. Today we're here with hopefully a little strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Stay tuned. What the Bible calls perilous times, not only in this world, but in our local churches these days. But I've read the last chapter, and it does turn out very, very well. However, it's not the sweet by and by that gives us the trouble. It's the nasty now and now. And if we're going to make it, we need to have strength for today. We're going to look at that subject, but we're going to first listen to this message and song, Day by Day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord Himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares, He fain would bear and cheer me. Whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of His child and treasure, is a charge that on Himself He laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me. In every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble to take as from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Till I reach the promised.
Well, that message in song says we've no cause for worry or for fear. Worry, what a waste of time that is. Fear, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. But if we're going to make it through the trials and the troubles and the situations of the day, we need to have that strength that the Lord offers to us. Strength, the song says, shall be in measure. And that's exactly right. We get the strength that we need for today. And so we have that phrase in the Word of God, day by day. It's interesting, that phrase is in the Bible 11 times. And the first time it's there, we read of Potiphar's wife trying to tempt Joseph day by day in Genesis 39 and 10. And so you can be sure that the devil's going to have someone there trying to lead us astray day by day. But what we need to do is what Nehemiah said in chapter 8 and verse number 18, where they read in the book of the law, day by day. Our strength comes from the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 4:16, Paul said, we faint not in the inward man, because the inward man is renewed day by day. That's a portion of Scripture is found in 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 16, where he says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. If Paul the Apostle could say that he was having light affliction, read the story of his life, then what we're going through seems to be pretty small in comparison. In verse 18, he said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. In Luke 9:23, the Bible says, if any man, Jesus said this, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. He also promised in Luke chapter 11 and verse number 3 that he would give us day by day our daily bread. Day by day, listen very carefully to the word. Sometimes we get busy thinking about something else when a message and song like this comes along. Think very carefully of the words that we're listening to day by day. And with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me, Lord, in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Till I reach the promised land.